The director and writer of the film, Nathan Florence, is a local artist who told KPCW last week that he is primarily an oil painter.
So my background is a little bit kind of funny to be a documentary filmmaker, but I've always kind of thought of my paintings as almost film stills, you know, like an element of a story. I've always really been interested in story. You know, artists wear a lot of hats.
So at one point, I don't know if you still are, you teach at the Wellerman School of Discovery as well?
I do. I'm the artist in residence for the middle school.
He said the film is about the late artist Trevor Southey and a group around him known as the Art and Belief Movement. He said Southey grew up in British Rhodesia, now known as Zimbabwe, converted to the LDS faith and came to BYU.
And he's a gay man who had joined the Mormon Church, had a family, was told that would be the kind of cure for his homosexuality, was kind of an art star in the church, really was collected by tons of different people, has pieces in collections of, you know, Orrin Hatch has a painting of his, and his paintings are all over the place. And then this group of artists became his advocates and really helped him to eventually come out, which meant a very public excommunication from the church and losing his family. And then his journey to eventual reconciliation with the church, with his family.
The group, which also included Dennis Smith, Gary Ernest Smith, and Neil Hadlock, met at BYU. Some of them became art professors there. All of them faced a struggle within their religion.
The struggle these artists dealt with is that they really felt like this was their calling to create this art that was deeply spiritual and reflected their faith. But it never really resonated with the leadership of the church. So they had to try to figure out, you know, how to make sense of that. How do you follow what you feel your kind of spiritual calling is in the face of what you consider your spiritual home, and yet to not have that work, not have that be in harmony with each other?
He said the major artistic figures in the group ended up in different places.
They all became very successful artists in their own right. And that's part of what intrigued me about this story, is that we've got these four kind of core members of this art movement, one of whom still does a lot of work for the church and is a very active member of the church, teaches gospel doctrine. One is sort of, Dennis is sort of an active agnostic. You know, he's very happy to be in the community, but, you know, he'll kind of see how it goes. And then Neil has chosen to leave, and Trevor was excommunicated. So there's this full range of the spectrum, and yet they're all very close and really have found the sort of harmony they were looking for in the church community from their art community.
Florence said he grew up in the church and looked to Southeast Group as an example for himself. He said he submitted his film to the Sundance Festival. It's called A Work in Progress for the screening on Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Florence wants to see the audience's response and will conduct a Q&A discussion afterwards. While the event is free, he would appreciate any donations. He said they need about $100,000 to finish up the film.
We're to the final expensive editing stage. Those parts where, you know, the things that really take a film from, you know, one that you might see that someone made at home, but that sound sweetening, the soundtrack, the composer, color correction, all of those things that just make it flow without any sort of glitches that might pop you out of the story. Most of it is, almost all of it is high definition digital, and then actually some of the art we're shooting in 4K, so it just has some incredible definition on the images.
Nathan Florence, director of the documentary Art and Belief. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.